The Volta Regional Security Council is meeting to decide on finding lasting solution to the conflict in Alavanu and in Konya. Yesterday, two people were shot dead and another in critical condition at the hospital. The Volta Regional Minister Ni Laia Fotiagbo, who confirmed the incident in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the Security Council will by next week take a final decision on how to deal with the conflicts between the two factions. He spoke to Doreen Ampofu.
I had come to Accra, and as I speak to you now, I'm in Accra to come and hold a meeting with the security bosses in the country so that we'll find a solution to the problem existing within the Alavanu-Konya area. I was here yesterday when I had a call from my police commander that there had been a shooting incident and two people died and one survived. Quickly, I had to advise them to just get a woman out of the hospital at Ohoi and then for her to be sent to the regional hospital for further treatment. As of now, she's responding to the treatment and she's okay.
So can you tell us what sparked this latest conflict or this latest incident?
Oh, it is all about the land issue. You know, when we met with the two communities, we asked them not to go to the disputed area for any commercial activity. And it looks as if some people are defiling our orders, going to the place to go and farm or whatever activity they go there to do for that one account. So the other people are also trying to deal with them because they are not listening to our instructions. But I've told them that no one should take the law into his or her own hands. And it's only government that can act or punish people who go to the disputed area for any commercial activity. And now that people have decided to deal with the issue themselves by maybe disciplining the people who are not going according to the command by RISEC, we are meeting and then thinking of how to solve this problem. And there are some of the things that I cannot say on air or I cannot put into the public domain. I'll keep them to myself, and at the right time, whatever decision that we have taken would be realized by all.
You mentioned that earlier RECSEC had ordered that nobody should farm in the area demarcated. Now, you said that people are defying the order. Is it that because the RECSEC is not biting, enough? That's why people are defying the directive by RECSEC?
Not really. I've also been told by some other people that the area where the people were shot isn't part of the disputed area, but they just went ahead and shot them. I'm yet to know whether it is true or not. But this is how I feel. People think or feel that they have to deal with the issue themselves. If people are defiling our instructions and then doing things against the command and the instructions that we give. But it doesn't also mean that because we are not biting the way we should bite or we are not handling the issue the way it should be handled. Human beings, you first have to give them respect. You first have to give them all the necessary chance to at least do what they have to do as human beings. Where you have to advise them, you do it. Where you have to engage them in a one-on-one chat, you do it. Well, after all these things have been defiled, or they've gone against all these instructions and all this treatment, then you know how to deal with them.
And you heard the Volta Regional Minister Ni Laye Afotiagbo talking on the latest clashes between Alavanu and Inkonya communities.